This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help children really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. I mean, when Eleanor was young, she really, really struggled with math, and a program like IXL would have really helped her to get ahead, to keep up, study for a test. It's a great tool.
Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And happier listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/happier. Visit IXL.com/happier to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. For my book about the five senses, I'd been meaning to reread that brilliant work of children's literature, The Phantom Tollbooth by Norton Jester, with its beautiful descriptions of colors and sounds and its emphasis on the importance of paying attention to the world around us. I was very saddened to hear of Norton Jester's recent death, so I finally pulled the novel off the shelf. The story of Milo's adventures was even better than I remembered. There are so many funny little asides, as when everyone sits down in Dictionopolis to eat their words, and Milo is offered a synonym bun. Or when a character explains to Milo, I see through things. My father sees two things. My mother looks after things. My brother sees beyond things. My uncle sees the other side of every question. And my little sister Alice sees under things. And he adds, whatever she can't see under, she overlooks. But my biggest thrill from the novel came a few months ago, even before I reread it. I had an insight, and I have to say, I am exhilarated by my own insight. By way of background, ever since I was a child, I've wondered about the book's title. It doesn't make sense. Sure, there's a toll booth, but in the story, it's not a phantom. It arrives as a mysterious gift that Milo must assemble. And when it disappears, an encouraging letter explains that it's needed by other children. It's magical, but it's quite real. Recently, I had my insight. I'm deeply interested in aphorisms, fables, paradoxes, teaching stories, epigrams, and koans. A koan is a question, story, or statement that can't be understood logically. Zen Buddhist monks meditate on koans as a way to abandon dependence on reason in their pursuit of enlightenment. The most famous koan is probably, two hands clap and there is a sound. What is the sound of one hand? So one afternoon I was pondering koans and flipping through my various books about Zen and different collections of koans. And yes, this is the kind of thing I do all day as a writer. And as I considered them, I started reflecting on the classic phrase that's the title of a famous collection of koans. The title of this work is usually translated as The Gateless Barrier or The Gateless Gate. Awkward wording, right? So I was thinking about how else the phrase might be translated. The Phantom Tollbooth. I've never found any other discussion of the book's title or meaning. If you know of an explanation, let me know. Did Norton Jester deliberately subtly allude to the history of Zen and the scholarship on koans? Or from his own imagination, did he arrive at the same image to try to convey the same profound meaning? I find either explanation extremely satisfying. I'll post a link to The Phantom Tollbooth in the show notes. It's a wonderful, one-of-a-kind novel for children. And I'll also post a link to The Gateless Gate, which is a classic of world literature. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.